we should be concerned about China's methane emissions. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Scott Miller, assistant professor of environmental health at Johns Hopkins University, delves into why regulations might not be working as intended.
Talk about global climate change often focuses on carbon dioxide. But over a 100-year period, methane's global warming impact is 34 times greater than CO2's. That's why it's concerning that China, the world's leading emitter of greenhouse gases, continues to pump increasing amounts of methane into the atmosphere, despite tough new regulations on gas release from its coal mines. The People's Republic is the world's largest producer and consumer of coal, which accounts for about 72% of its electricity generation. Methane released during coal mining is likely the largest human-caused source of methane there. In 2010, it began requiring mines to use all coal mine methane for electricity generation, for heat production, or else to flare it. My team looked at China's methane emissions for 6 years, starting in 2010. We used data from the Greenhouse Gas Observing Satellite, one of the first satellites to precisely and accurately measure methane and carbon dioxide in the Earth's atmosphere. This is the first time its observations have been used to focus specifically on trends in China's methane emissions. We found that by the end of that time period, methane emissions were about a 50% higher level annually. That increase is comparable to the total emissions from a country like Russia. What's more, that increase accounts for between 11 and 24% of the world's total increase. Clearly, regulations have not worked to slash China's methane emissions. Their efforts to become a world leader on climate change have gotten a lot of press coverage, but the numbers show that their methane regulations have not had a detectable impact. China's government is apparently talking the talk, but is not yet walking the walk when it comes to their methane emissions.
That was Scott Miller of Johns Hopkins University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.